ear with us for the morning show as we continue our candidate conversations leading up to Election Day, 13 days from now. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Republican Tim Rogers is challenging 8-term U.S. Representative Gwen Moore, a Democrat in the 4th Congressional District. The independent in the race, Robert Raymond, declined our invitation. So we'll hear from two of the candidates this hour, half and half, starting with Tim Rogers. Do you live in Milwaukee, Brown Deer, Shorewood, or another suburb in the 4th District? What issues are driving you to the polls? What should be the priorities of our congressional leaders? We're at 800-642-1234 to join in. Tim Rogers is the Republican candidate for this district that covers all of Milwaukee and many of its neighboring communities. Tim, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. All eyes are, though, on the surge here of the coronavirus in Wisconsin and around the U.S. But here in the state, as you look at how to address the pandemic, certainly the metro Milwaukee area has been hit hard. What do you think the federal government should be doing to bring the pandemic under control?
Well, it's something that it came about. No one knows exactly how, but because it is here, we are dealing with it as a country together. We have to work together and come up with different ideals and pray that it works. Prayer is good. I don't think that shutting down the economy was the best choice.
Okay, say a little bit more there, because when you're saying shutting down the economy, you feel that businesses should stay open and that we can still contain the spread.
Exactly. We're doing our best right now with the mask and the washing of hands. That's something that we should be doing all along, with washing our hands and being clean and wiping down surfaces and stuff like that, spraying disinfectant. But shutting down businesses and holding people from work and schools closing, and I think there could have been a better direction on that.
Health officials have said that wearing masks is essential to bringing this pandemic under control, but wearing them has become a politicized issue. What role should the federal government have in encouraging or mandating masks in public spaces?
It shouldn't be mandated. Here's the deal. Our human bodies have a function of nose, mouth. We breathe in and we have filters within our nose. We breathe in and we exhale the bad particles. With a mask, we're just breathing in and, you know, breathing in, and the same contaminated particles that are floating through the air. And with masks, it keeps you from exhaling the bad particles. I mean, science was my favorite subject in grade school, all the way up through.
So you support the wearing of masks, but they should not be mandated by the government to wear them.
I do not support a mandate for wearing masks. That's an individual choice, because like I once said, we have a automatic built-in human mask, which is our nose particle. We have hair to filter particles out of the air. And then whatever gets through, we exhale through our mouth. Without a mask, you know, it just goes back into the air. Mask just contains it, and it probably can cause more harm.
We're talking with Tim Rogers, who is a Republican candidate for Wisconsin's 4th Congressional District. The district covers the city of Milwaukee and a number of neighboring communities. We're doing this as part of our candidate conversations leading up to the November election. What questions do you have if you live in the 4th Congressional District? What policies are front and center for you? What do you want elected leaders to do about helping to contain the spread of COVID-19? We're at 800-642-1234. So, Tim, can you lay out your platform? What are three things you would want to accomplish if elected to Congress? Tim, can you hear us? I think we're having some trouble hearing Tim Rogers, the Republican candidate for Wisconsin's 4th Congressional District. Tim, are you there? Nope, I don't think we have Tim Rogers. As we are here in our candidate conversations leading up to Election Day, 13 days from now, and we're looking at candidates who are on the ballot for Congress. And I want to also let you know that we are going to be having the presidential candidate debate tomorrow evening at 8 here on Wisconsin Public Radio, airing on WPR.org as well. That's taking place at Belmont University between President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden. You can hear that candidate debate tomorrow evening coming from Nashville. It'll be hosted by Ari Shapiro from NPR, and we'll have that live coverage with us, with you, at 8 o'clock, and that is tomorrow evening, as we try to get our fourth congressional candidate, Republican Tim Rogers, back on the phone here. He is a Republican candidate for Wisconsin's 4th congressional district. The district covers the city of Milwaukee, covers a number of neighboring communities. How do you feel about Congress right now? What proposals are you following in the House or the Senate? What do you think of the stimulus package negotiations that are underway? Do you feel like there can be an agreement? House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is, quote, optimistic of agreeing a stimulus deal with the White House before the weekend. Do you think that is plausible? And a deal agreed this week could pass into law before the November 3rd election. What do you make of that? We're at 800-642-1234. And again, call in. You can also email ideas at WPR.org. And just a moment here, let's bring in Jeff in Spring Green. Jeff, hi.
Hi. I think Tim dropped off the call. I have a feeling he probably doesn't know how to use technology because he also doesn't know how the immune system works. Wearing masks helps people not get it and also helps not presented. Now, I'm not an advocate for wearing masks, but he is majorly wrong in that. And obviously, science was not the favorite subject growing up. And I really would have a conversation if he had dropped off the call. But yeah, please be educated in some of the things that you hear from these type of people.
So making sure, Jeff says, follow the science in mask wearing. Tim Rogers, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Jeff was saying that you really need to follow the science in mask wearing.
Science is one of my favorite subjects. And let me say this. Passing of this disease, it comes from fluids from the body. Okay. If someone spits and it gets in your mouth, that's the way it's going to be transmitted.
We are having candidate conversations leading up to Election Day, and it is Tim Rogers right now, the Republican candidate running for Wisconsin's 4th Congressional District. District includes a part of Milwaukee County, all of the city of Milwaukee, neighboring community suburbs. Are you an undecided voter in this district? What do you need to know before casting your ballot? What should Congress focus on amid the pandemic? Join in at 800-642-1234. Back in a minute on the Ideas Network. It is candidate conversations leading up to Election Day. You're with us for the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. Thanks for being here. We have Republican Tim Rogers, who is running for the 4th Congressional District seat. He's challenging Democratic U.S. Representative Gwen Moore, who we will hear from next in the hour. Who has your vote? What issues should Congress focus on as COVID surges in Wisconsin and around the nation? What issues do you consider pressing in congressional elections? 800-642-1234. And Tim Rogers stays with us for 10 more minutes. Let's bring in Saul in Madison. Hi, Saul.
Hello.
Hi, go ahead, Saul.
Well, I was just listening to Tim Rogers, and I normally don't call in, but his explanation for not wearing a mask was just so, how can I say, so misleading and so ignorant at the same time. He almost made a case for wearing a mask instead of not wearing a mask. He said that you should not wear a mask because you have a natural filter. Part of that is true, but not for a virus. And then he said, if you inhale anything, then you're going to exhale it back into the air, and you want it to go out into the air, so you don't. That's why you shouldn't wear a mask. But that's exactly why you should wear a mask, because you don't want to put that out so that other people can breathe in and get sick. That is the whole point of wearing the mask. Now, he's not right about the fact that you have the natural filter. It does. You do have hairs in your nose, and your upper respiratory system does have some defenses built into it. However, they will not stop the virus from getting stuck there and growing.
And Saul,
creating an infection.
Saul, I understand you're a nurse.
Yes, I'm a registered nurse.
What is the situation like in your clinic or hospital with COVID patients?
Well, we're running out of room, and basically, you know, in the last week, it basically quadrupled from the people that are coming in that are sick. We're running out of room completely, and it doesn't just affect the people that are sick coming in, but then we also can't bring in people who would normally come in to get other procedures on. And I normally don't call in to things like this, but it's, the statement just makes it so much worse for the situation that we're in.
Yeah.
Everybody should be wearing a mask, whether there should be a mandate or not, that, you know, you leave that up to legislators. However, that would be one of the simplest things that you could do as a citizen in the community so that you can protect those of us who also live in that community and come in to take care of the sickest patients that are coming into the hospital right now. It's the best thing that you could do for your community, for everyone. Instead of just making statements like that, you should be saying, please do wear a mask. And yes, it will protect everybody.
And Saul, let me ask you this, because hospital workers are catching the virus at home and in their communities, and there's been a nursing staff shortage of other medical workers as well. Are you seeing that where you are?
Well, I'm lucky to work in a place that we don't have such a huge nursing staff shortage.
Okay.
However, as things... we could get there if people don't take the necessary precautions that everybody's asking everybody to do, because we are seeing staff members get sick from the virus. So they're automatically out for at least 10 days to not spread it around the hospital or to the patients.
Do you have enough personal protection equipment?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Right now.
What else can you say from a nursing perspective, to communicate what it is like for you to work right now in a hospital?
It's scary because in a way you feel safe because we are testing patients that come through that need to be tested. And, you know, hospitals are doing a good job as far as letting people asking the appropriate questions before they come in, and if they don't feel well, we do ask them to stay home. So as far as that goes, I do feel safe coming into work, but at the same time, you just don't know. We do test before they come in, for example, for a procedure or for a test, like 48 hours in advance, and we don't know if that person has stayed isolated or has quarantined, because not just because they don't want to, but because people have to live their lives and they might have an emergency where they have to go somewhere and they don't know whether they picked up the virus or not. So it's, do I feel safe at work? Yes, because we do have the appropriate PPE. Do I think that we'll continue to have the appropriate PPE if this continues? I don't know.
Saul, thank you for your work, for sharing your perspective, and for sharing the science, and we really appreciate that.
Well, thank you for the kind words, and please, whoever is listening, please wear a mask. No, it is not. It's not going to cost you anything. You will not get sicker by wearing a mask.
Let's bring in Anne now. Anne is joining us. Hi.
Hi. I'm so glad to have this chance because your candidate is, I won't say he's uninformed, but he's incompletely informed, and he is not accurate. He stated that the virus can only be spread if someone spits on something and then you somehow touch that. I don't know if he said touch, but the man is incorrect. And the wearing of masks is essential, as your last caller pointed out, for so many reasons. And one of the biggest is the way we can help other people by wearing a mask. I'm tired of hearing that people are sick of wearing masks. I'm tired of hearing that it's inconvenient, because if they lived during a world war, I didn't, but I mean, I didn't live through World War I or II, but if I had, those inconveniences were so different and so much more severe. We are a spoiled group of people, our country. We've had everything we need, and we haven't had to put ourselves in any kinds of difficulty for terribly long, many of us. And wearing a mask is what we do for others. It's selfish not to wear a mask. We know that this virus is airborne, and those droplets can go into the air and they can land anywhere and live for many, many hours. So I just urge everyone, and if you're voting for someone who thinks this way, that's even more concern, because these people who are spreading conspiracy theories don't understand that the only way this will get better is if we do what we need to do to help one another. And that's what this is really about. We just have to help one another and not only think of ourselves.
So Saul and Anne there, Anne saying we have to help one another and wear those masks. Tim Rogers, would you like to respond?
Yes. Now, wearing a mask do protect. If you have symptoms and you are sick, that person should wear a mask. Okay, I'm not saying it shouldn't be worn under the circumstances because things could be airborne. But I'm saying that it shouldn't be a mandate on that.
Well, because, okay. Yeah, you don't want the mandate. I want to make sure that we fit in some other pieces here, and specifically the next stimulus package, as Democrats and Republicans look like they're getting closer on the second stimulus. Should Congress pass another stimulus package, in your view?
I agree with that, yes. But let me say this right quick. Let me say this. I'm going to go back to the mask thing. Okay, the mask, the count in the coronavirus is going up, and we've been wearing these masks. So, you know, the mask does help to an extent, but it's not the ultimate cure for this here virus.
Well, we're less than a minute now, and so I want to find out from you a little bit further here what you want to see in a stimulus package this time around.
I want to see the taking care of the people within America, because we have been shut down and we've been caused great, financial stress by this legislative shutdown. So I think it's only fair for them to assist the American people with financial funds to go about their lives as smoothly as possible. We are all humans under the sun. We are brothers and sisters, and we got to look out for one another, not by putting pork in these bills that we're trying to pass for the people, but let's take care of the people, the public.
That is Tim Rogers of Milwaukee, the Republican candidate for Wisconsin's 4th Congressional District. The district covers a portion of Milwaukee County, all of the city of Milwaukee, and a number of neighboring suburbs.